Part 10, Chapter 8. A very hungover Turl sat beside the drone receiver in his office, woodenly taking the load scans out of the roller. He had slept the sleep of the very drunk, both last night and this morning, and he had not felt any earthquake, nor had anyone informed him of it since the compound was proof against such slight tremors, and it had been much more severe in the mountains. What little pleasure he got in life these days was looking at the scan photos, even though they showed only a bit more waste ore around the shaft and a little activity. He was no closer to solving the puzzle of Jayed than he had been when the fellow arrived. The endless searching and trying to figure out the reasons IBI might have an interest here had cost Turl weight, had sunken in and dulled his eyes, and had put a tremor in his talons when he lifted the all-too-frequent Kerbango saucepans to his mouth bones. His hatred of this planet, with its accursed blue skies and white mountains, deepened day by day. This routine moment at the scanner, taken only after locking all doors and checking with a debug probe, was his only hopeful instant in the day. Turl raised the scan picture to the light. It took him a moment or two to realize it was different today. Then he quivered with abrupt shock. The face of the cliff had avalanched. There was no load there. He didn't have yesterday's pictures. He always tore them up promptly. He tried to estimate how much of the face was gone. The incline of it was different. He couldn't estimate how deep the shear-off had cut into the cliff. There was a hole. That would be the drift. They had been drifting along the vein. He was about to put the photo down to think about it when he noticed the mineral side scan trace. The primary purpose of a recon drone was not surveillance. It scanned ceaselessly for minerals and recorded them on a trace. This trace was different. Indeed, it was different. He knew the load trace, the jagged spectrum of gold. He quickly ran the trace into the analyzing machine. Sulfur? There was no sulfur in that load. That gold was not a sulfide gold compound. Carbon? Fluorine? What in the name of the crap nebula? None of these minerals were in that area. He wondered whether he was looking at the six common mineral formula of what the cyclos called trigdite. None of the explosives or fuels were imported from Cyclo. They were dangerous to transship and easy to make on this planet. The little factory stood about 10 miles south of the compound, served by the power lines from the distant dam, and every now and then a crew went down to combine the elements into fuel cartridges and explosives. So all these elements were present on this planet. He ran it through the scanner again to get the exact balance of the mix.